Today is May 17th. Pastor is saying to us, angels in the New Testament. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Psalm chapter 104, verse 4. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. There's a difference between how angels related to people in the Old Testament and how they relate with us in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, they had authority over people to the point they could even punish some who did something wrong. A simple example is the story of Zechariah, which, though in the New Testament section of the Bible, happened in the Old Testament period. An angel brought a message to Zechariah that he and his wife would have a child in their old age, John the Baptist. Zechariah, however, failed to believe the words of the angel, and the angel punished Zechariah for his unbelief. He became dumb until John the Baptist was born. Read Luke chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. But in the New Testament, the angels are our servants. They actually serve us. The Bible says, angels are all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. We are the heirs of salvation. The angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, that is, on our behalf. In the Old Testament, angels minister to them. In the New Testament, they minister for us. This is wonderful. It shows how real and powerful our Lord Jesus is, because we function in His name. In His name, we give instructions and even angels obey. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God? Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. Hallelujah. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the authority you've given me in Christ Jesus to reign and rule over all things. Thank you for your holy angels that minister for me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I dispatch them to bring to pass all that you've ordained to happen in my life and for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Psalm chapter 91, verse 11, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, and Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, and Hebrews chapter 1, verses 13 to 14 of the New International Version. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read John chapter 8, verses 12 to 30, and 1 Kings chapters 20 to 21. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, and Proverbs chapter 13.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.